Operated. We are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand, Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Tropical storm Milton's formed in the Gulf of Mexico. It's expected to strengthen into a hurricane that could make landfall in Florida in the middle of the week. This follows Helene as cleanup efforts continue across the south from the storm that's blamed for at least 227 deaths. ABC's Rachel Scott has more on the wide-reaching impacts.
The focus, of course, is on the recovery efforts, but election officials in those states that have been impacted by that storm are also working to make sure that residents in those areas will be able to vote. In North Carolina, for instance, early voting starts October 17th, and we are now just 30 days out from the November election.
Vice President Kamala Harris was in North Carolina Saturday for an update on relief efforts, while former President Trump returned to Butler, Pennsylvania, the scene of the attempt on his life in July. There are demonstrations and gatherings around the world as tomorrow marks a year since the October 7th attack on Israel. This is ABC News. This year's already seen an NFL game in Brazil. Today, the league plays its first regular season game of the year in its most familiar international setting, London. It'll be the Minnesota Vikings and New York Jets at 9:30 a.m. Eastern time.
The fans are ready. So, too, is Vikings quarterback Sam Darnold.
Obviously, an exciting week. Going over to London, play some football. Got a really good team, got to prepare for. Obviously, a really, really good defense, really well coached, really good players. We're excited about that opportunity.
He'll be facing his old team. Darnold was drafted third overall by the Jets in 2018. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
New York City police say they have made arrests as they investigate what they call a gang assault that left former Governor David Paterson and his stepson with minor injuries. Police say they were assaulted on a Manhattan street by four men and a woman while walking on Friday evening. They were treated and released from hospitals. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Shop Macy's VIP sale, going on now. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Hike Pharmacy, your locally owned pharmacy, has the immunizations to help keep you and your family going. Hike Pharmacy offers flu, COVID, RSV, shingles, and other immunizations and honors most prescription plans, including Medicare. So Medicare Part B recipients could get their shots for free. Get your immunizations from Hike Pharmacy at 213 West Main Street in Durant or call them at 715-672-5202. Hike Pharmacy, downtown Durant.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some morning clouds will give way to sunshine, breezy northwest winds, up around 30, even 35 at 40 miles per hour. Highs reaching the lower 60s. Tonight we'll have clear skies, lighter northwest winds, and also some areas of frost. Higher work health insurance costs again. Call 800-693-9308 to find lower rates. Currently 56 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She married when she was 20. She thought she was ready. Now she's not so sure. She thought she'd done some living. Now she's just wondering what she's living for. Now she's feeling that there's something more. Is there life out there? So much she hasn't done. Is there life beyond her family and her home? She's done what she should. Should she do what she does? She doesn't want to leave. She's just wondering, is there life out there? To live for today. Oh, she's dying to try something foolish, do something crazy, or just get away. Oh, something for herself for a change. Is there life out there? So much she hasn't done. Is there life beyond her family and her home? She's done what she should. Should she do what she does? She doesn't want to leave. She's just wondering, is there a life out there? There's a place in the sun that she's never been, where life is fair and time is a friend. But she'd do it the same as she did back then. Oh, she looks out her window, she wonders again. Is there life out there? So much she hasn't done. Is there life beyond her family and her home? She's done what she should. Should she do what she does? She doesn't want to leave. She's just wondering, is there life out there?
Is it life out there? Miss Reba McEntire on your radio. Welcome along. I'm Andrew J. This is Joe Nichols.
What's a guy got gotta do to get a girl in this town. Don't wanna be alone when the sun goes down. Just a sweet little something to put my arms around. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Well, ask anybody, I'm a pretty good guy, and it looks decent, wagon didn't pass me by. There ain't nothing in my past that I'm trying hard to hide, and I don't understand why. I gotta wonder why. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? I wanna be alone when the sun goes down. Just a sweet little something to put my arms around. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Shot one will think I'm kind of cute and laugh at every joke I got. When I get to thinking maybe she's a thinking maybe not. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Don't wanna be alone when the sun goes down. Just a sweet little something to put my arms around. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Super Walmart, so I bumped into a pretty girl shopping cart, but all I did was break her eggs and bruise her artichoke hearts. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Don't wanna be alone when the sun goes down. Just a sweet little something to put my arms around. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Yeah, what's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town?
Reeling in the hits all day long. Real Country, 1430.
You look so disbelieving at my suitcase by the door. My taxi's on its way. I can't take it anymore. Lately you've forgotten what loving is about. Well, now you've got 5 minutes to figure it out. You've got 5 minutes to tell me what I needed to hear. You've got 5 minutes to show me. Now I've got your attention. Here's what I've got to say. You better do some talking, 'cause my taxi's on its way. We used to set the nights on fire. Now every day is the same. Well, now you got 5 minutes to kindle the flame. You've got 5 minutes to tell me what I needed to hear. You've got 5 minutes to show me that you're really sincere. That's not much time to change my mind. It'll take a miracle, no doubt. You could start to please don't leave me and end with I love you. And if you'd only kiss me the way you
guys and good-hearted women.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. No thoughts of your body running through my head. No bottle of bourbon beside the bed. Ooh. It wasn't no thing to give you up. I never reached for you in another tub. Don't ever think about you with them. And girl, tonight I won't call again and again. Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and heart. They're hard to breathe, so I just tell the same old lies, lies, lies. Yeah, baby, I can try, try, try to act like I don't give a damn, but I do. Bet you're missing me bad as I miss you. Snowballs to a phone call sounded something stupid, baby, 'cause the truth is the 90 proof is telling me lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and hard heartbreaks are hard to breathe. So I just tell the same old lies, lies, lying to myself. Why in the hell do I keep saying I can get you back? About as honest as saying that I don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. Them ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a dance. So hard to breathe, so I just tell the same old lies, lies, lies. Lies, lies, lies.
Morgan Wallen, Lies, Lies, Lies. Great to have you here. It is Andrew Jay, and thank you for being a part of the day today. Hope you're doing well here for your Sunday morning. Tail end of your weekend. But just into the start of October, you realize now that we're in October, it's like pumpkin spice season and everyone's geared up for Halloween candy is out in all the stores. It's been out for a couple weeks now. Yeah, slow your roll, Halloween. Hang on. Hey, I got Sam Hunt coming up.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
Have you done anything to feel whole today? Did you get moving? Did you stay connected? Did you gift yourself a moment of peace? No matter what helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support you with world-class expertise and whole person care to keep you healthy and happy in body, mind, and spirit for your whole life. Feeling whole always begins at AdventHealth.com.
Philo's got a world of entertainment for you to explore with just one subscription. Sign up today and start watching all the networks you love, like A&E, MTV, Discovery, Lifetime, Hallmark Channel, and so much more. Featuring current seasons of all the best drama, true crime, reality, and family-friendly shows you can't afford to miss. Get started today and unlock our library of over 75,000 movies and shows. And save all your favorites with the unlimited DVR so you can rewatch them anytime, anywhere, for up to a year. Philo now includes access to AMC Plus. You can discover your next obsession from its collection of hit originals like Mad Men, The Walking Dead, Killing Eve, Orphan Black, and tons of blockbuster movies. There are no contracts, no commitments, and no hassles. For just $28 a month, Philo is a better way to watch TV. So what are you waiting for? Visit philo.tv and sign up today to start your 7-day free trial. That's philo.tv.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or diabetes, you're at higher risk of being hospitalized from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
Nope.
Okay, Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right, Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay, no worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
They roll the sidewalks in this town all up after the sun goes down and say nothing good happens here when midnight rolls around. But laying down would be in vain. I can't sleep with you on my brain, and I ain't anywhere close to tired. Your kiss has got me wired. Girl, you got to be right, killing in your Levi's. High on your loving's got me buzzing like a street light. It's still early out in Cali, baby, don't you wanna rally again? Find a row with no name, lay back in the slow lane. Sky's dropping, Jupiter around us like some old train. We'll be rolling down the windows, I bet you we'll catch a nice second wind. We don't have to go home, we can leave the night on. We can leave the night on. Are turning blue, just kiss the clock to 22. Baby, I know what you're wishing for, I'm wishing for it too. Now all the lights are flashing gold, nobody cares how fast we go. Our soundtrack's in the stereo, the DJ's on a roll. Girl, you got the heat right, killing in your Levi's. High on your loving's got me buzzing like a street light. Still early out in Cali, baby, don't you wanna rally again? Find a road with no name, lay back in the slow lane. Sky's dropping, Jupiter around us like some old train. We'll be rolling down the windows, I bet you we'll catch a nice second wind. We don't have to go home, we can leave the night on. Girl, you got the beat right, killing in your Levi's. High on your lovin's got me buzzing like a street light. It's still early out in Cali, baby, don't you wanna rally? We'll find a row with no name, lay back in the slow lane. The sky's dropping, Jupiter all around us like some old train. We'll be rolling down the windows, I bet you we'll catch a nice second wind. But we don't have to go home, we can leave the night on.
Sing along.
You know the words.
Real Country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
It's 8:30. You're listening to Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Time now for Strength for Today, a Bible teaching message and ministry from Pastor Doug Vick of the First Baptist Church of Durand.
Welcome to our WRDN listeners. We are here at First Baptist of Durand, and we are taking our Bibles
As we study God's Word this morning in our worship service, we're taking our Bibles and turning to Psalm 54. Psalm 54, so if you have a Bible, we'd like to encourage you to follow along. If you're driving in a car, riding a tractor, whatever you might be doing, and this is not possible, just listen. And we trust that this will be a blessing to you. Psalm 54, it says, a song of instruction to the chief musician on Neganoth, Maskell, a psalm of David, when the Zephims came and said to Saul, doth not David hide himself with us? Beginning with verse 1, save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God, give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them. Selah. Behold, God is mine helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto mine enemies. Cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble, and mine eye hath seen his desire upon mine enemies. O God, how excellent you are, and we thank you for giving us the freedom to worship and to sing, Lord, to testify and to fellowship one with another. And now, Lord, we come together as you have instructed us to exhort one another, and so much the more as we see your day approaching when you will return. Minister to us, Lord, and we pray that we might be ministers to others this week. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew Henry said, as you look at your outline and the introduction right here, he says the key to this psalm hangs on the door. And in other words, what Matthew Henry, the commentator, said over 300 years ago, he said that it reveals the occasion for this psalm. So let's take a look at this occasion. It says, when the Zephims came and said to Saul, doth not David hide himself with us? Take your Bible, keep your finger here on Psalm 54, and turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 13. 1 Samuel chapter 13. So if we understand when David wrote this and why David wrote this, it will enhance our understanding of the seven verses that we have here in Psalm 54. Now David had fled from King Saul because King Saul on several occasions had tried to kill him out of jealousy. Remember how David had been successful in killing the giant Goliath? And then he had been successful in going out against the Philistine armies on numerous occasions at Saul's behest. But Saul now eyes David as a rival, and David has to flee Jerusalem. And so he has been in the wilderness, the Judean wilderness, that is, and he has, there have been 600 men that have gathered to him to follow him. And they are right now in southeastern Judah on the border of the country of Philistia. So beginning with verse 1, it says, then they told David, saying, behold, the Philistines fight against Keilah, and they rob the threshing floors. Therefore David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go and smite these Philistines? And the Lord said unto David, go and smite the Philistines and save Keilah. And David's men said unto him, behold, we be afraid here in Judah, how much more than if we come to Keilah against the armies of the Philistines? Then David inquired of the Lord yet again, and the Lord answered him and said, arise, go down to Keilah, for I will deliver the Philistines into thine hand. So David and his men went to Keilah and fought with the Philistines and brought away their cattle and smote them with a great slaughter. So David saved the inhabitants of Keilah. And it came to pass when Abiathar, the son of Ahimelech, fled to David, to Keilah, that he came down with an ephod in his hand. And then it says, and it was told Saul that David was come to Keilah. And Saul said, God hath delivered him into mine hand, for he is shut in. by entering into a town that hath gates and bars. And Saul called all the people together to war, to go down to Keilah to besiege David and his men. And David knew that Saul secretly practiced mischief against him. And he said to Abiathar the priest, "Bring hither the ephod." Then said David, "O Lord God of Israel, thy servant hath certainly heard that Saul seeketh to come to Keilah to destroy the city for my sake. Will the men of Keilah deliver me up into his hand? Will Saul come down as thy servant hath heard? O Lord God of Israel, I beseech thee, tell thy servant." And the Lord said, "He will come down." Then said David, "Will the men of Keilah deliver me and my men into the hand of Saul?" And the Lord said, "They will deliver thee." We're in 1 Samuel chapter 23. 1 Samuel chapter 23. All right. So here we have a town by the name of Keilah. It's about 18 miles southwest of Jerusalem. And they are raided by Philistines. And it's harvest time. And the time of the raid is after everything has been brought in from the fields. All the hard labor of these workers has been stolen now by their rival neighbors. And besides that, the Bible tells us that they took the livestock with them as well. So David hears about this and he inquires of the Lord and he asks the Lord, "Lord, would you have me go and help them?" And God responds by saying, "Yes, go down." He goes down, he fights the Philistines, he returns the harvest to the people of Keilah, and they are very thankful to him. And he returns the livestock, too, that were stolen. All right, they're very thankful to him. And then they turn around, and they send messengers to King Saul. And they say, "Guess what? The man you're hunting is with us. And we are willing to turn him over to you." The Ziphites were David's fellow countrymen, yet they betrayed him. About 20 years ago, I was sitting on a park bench overlooking a lake. And a man came up to me, and he knew I was a pastor. And we began to talk, and he was a fellow believer, as I discerned in his speech. He had a successful life. He was a lawyer. Had a big, expensive automobile about 200 yards away from us. And he told me about some of his ventures in life and some of his successes. He was up in years at the time, and I knew he was in frail health. But as he continued to talk, he said, "You know what happened to me?" He says, "My law partner, who I would invite into my house to have supper or dinner with my wife and I, stole my wife." And here he is now at the end of his journey on earth, and he looks back and he sees a trusted business partner, a law partner, who betrayed him. But also he sees someone who stole his wife. Deeply hurt, devastated. Perhaps you've been there. Perhaps you know someone who has. You don't have to go too far to change the names. And we have the same scenario. It's never good to be betrayed. It hurts. It hurts deeply. And David was betrayed by the treachery of these people in Keilah. I think of the Amish farmers. Sometimes we pass their farms, and they don't have the big Case tractors and John Deere tractors. We see them out there plowing with their horses, and many times it's just manual work. And we know that their harvest is much, 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 much less than what our farmers pull in October and September and November. But I think how precious is the harvest of those Amish farmers because of the manual labor invested in getting, you know, the corn, and getting their soybeans and whatever products they had planted. And so here these people were surely appreciative of David, of saving their harvest, bringing it back to them. But then they turn around and betray David to David's enemy. So we have here in our text here, in our psalm, David's response to this kind of treachery. And it's a model to us when friends, even loved ones, turn out to be our enemies. So we're going to divide it into three quick sections right here. Verses 1 through 3, first of all, we have David's supplication. And Ben, to supplicate means to pray. To supplicate means to humbly pray, bring a request before God, or to bring a request before someone else. And he says in verse 1, he says, "Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength." Judge me as the idea of vindicate me, help me out. Show to these people and others in our country that the allegations that Saul has made against me are false and erroneous. They're not right. They are lies. And so he asked for God's help. Have you been in a place, I know you have, where no one can help you? The closest, dearest of kin cannot help you. And you only have God. And you look up to him. And that's where David is. Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. So he appeals, David's prayer is based, first of all, he appeals to God's revealed character. He appeals to God's revealed character, his name. His name means everything. It defines who he is. Jehovah, Elohim, El Shaddai, Adonai. And the list goes on. Each Hebrew name is significant, unfolding for us more of God's character. So he says, by thy name. David needed supernatural help. Man's help would not suffice. And then he appealed to God's revealed power. To God's revealed power. And that is, he says, save me, O God, by thy strength. Now, these are what is called attributes of God. They are characteristics of God. Omniscience, omnipotence, his eternality. Those attributes of God are also called his perfections. The perfections of God. Why are they called that? Because they define for us how perfect our God is. So he appeals to God on the basis of his perfections. Now, as we go on right here, David had been double-crossed, and David's enemies were numerous, and so he prays. He says, hear my prayer, O God, give ear to the words of my mouth. Now, there are certain prayers that God did answer for David, and there are certain prayers that God did not answer. And certainly when he was fleeing for the first time through the Judean wilderness, he asked and sought God's face, but God did not answer. Why, God? Why me? Why now? Look what I did for your people. And now I am pursued and slandered. And he says in verse 3, for strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them. Now, on your study sheet here, under Roman numeral number 1, number 2, David's enemies were numerous. The whole country had turned against David. Spurgeon said this, a persecuting tyrant stamps his image, on many people. Kings generally coin, C C-O-I-N, coin, their own likeness on others. And so we know that's true. Leaders have a great, great deal of influence on people. And that was the case with Saul and those that looked to him. So we have here David's supplication. He prays. Be careful, Paul said, or don't be anxious for anything in Philippians 4, 6, and 7. But about everything in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep or guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. David's supplication. Things went awry. What did he do? He looked to God. Second of all, in verses 4 and 5, we have David's strength. David's strength. We might say this at the end of verse 3. It says Selah, S-E-L-A-H. That's the Hebrew word. It means pause. And those that follow music knows that there is a musical notation called a rest in our song books. And there's a whole rest. There's a quarter rest. There's an eighth rest. There's a 16th rest. David pours out his heart to God, and then he says, Selah, that's enough. I've got to stop. I've got to pause. Have you ever prayed, and then you have to stop and think before you go on with your prayer? I think that's where David is. He says, I've said a whole lot, and I need to just pause. Catch my breath before I go on. Selah. And he says this in verse 4 here, David's strength, verses 4 and 5. Number one, a new insight into an old truth brings joy and relief to the one who prays. A new insight into an old truth brings joy and relief to the one who prays. What is that new insight? Actually, from an old truth. He says in verse 4, behold, God is my helper. God is my helper. Remember, David was the one that penned Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. He knew God before as his helper. But now he sees him in a different light, a new insight. And he says, God's going to help me. An old truth brings joy and relief to the one who prays. And David's exclamation is, behold, look. Listen to me. Behold. And it reflects that fact. In fact, the name for God in number 2 here is Elohim. And that is the word that is used to describe God as the creator of the universe. Genesis chapter 1. And it says here the word helper is Azar, A-Z-A-R. You see that there in your study notes. And it means to surround or protect. To surround or protect. Azor. God is the one who's going to surround me and protect me. And it echoes what David later wrote in Psalm 9, verses 9 and 10. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed. He will be a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Psalm 34, 7, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Some of you know that in August I came down with a virus. We did not know what it was. Went to the ER in River Falls. X-ray, blood work, and then they said, you know what, we think we better do a CAT scan. So they did a CAT scan, and they said, hey, Mr. Vick, we think... Well, we're not sure, but we think you've got a virus. But when you did that CAT scan, there's something there on your liver that we want to check out. So your doctor might want you to have an MRI. So I got better, and then my family doctor said, yeah, let's do an MRI, Doug. So we did an MRI about 2 weeks ago. I don't know if you've ever had an MRI or not, but it's a big machine, and it's like a tube. They slide you into this tube, and you are there for about 25 to 30 minutes. Now, I'll be honest with you, as I get older, two things I don't like. I don't like heights, and number two, I don't like being in a tight, confined place. People call it claustrophobia. And I match the template that Solomon gives in Ecclesiastes chapter 12. That's a description of old people in their senior years. Hey, that's me, okay? when the last time I was in Israel, I had an opportunity to go with our group through Hezekiah's tunnel. And Hezekiah's tunnel is that shaft that was chiseled into the wall that goes around Jerusalem and also into the ground to take water from the Gihon Springs, which was outside of Jerusalem, channel it under the ground through the wall, and it ended up in the pool of Siloam. Okay, they did that because they know the Assyrians were coming and they wanted to cut off the Assyrian water supply, so they hid it that way. Well, I had the opportunity to go through Hezekiah's tunnel. And I saw that thing and I said, no, I'm not going in there. I don't like tight, confined spaces. So anyway, 2 weeks ago I had this MRI down at the River Falls Hospital, and the nurse's name was Tasha, and got on the bed, and then they kind of strap you in because they don't want you to move at all. They give you these big earmuffs that you put on, and she says, I'll be talking to you through this process. So I go into the MRI machine, laying on my back, and the wonderful thing is, God gave me a peace about this thing. I didn't panic, I didn't get frightened. I just laid there quietly and still. And then as I'm there, I hear this loud knocking noise by the machine doing whatever it does. And then I hear Tasha's voice saying, I want you to hold your breath for 15 seconds. And then I hold my breath, and then she says, exhale. And she said, good. And then followed with the words, praise the Lord. So we did that three different times when I'm in this MRI machine. And after 30 minutes, I come out. She unstraps me. I get off the bed. And my first words were to her, did you say praise the Lord as you were talking to me when I was in the MRI? She said, no, I didn't. You didn't. Three times I distinctly heard the words, praise the Lord, after she said, well, you're doing good, Doug. We've got 10 minutes left, or whatever. Three times I heard her say, praise the Lord. I thought it was her. I've never had anything like that happen before. I am reluctant to share this with you because that happened to me. That doesn't mean it's going to happen to you. God works differently in each of our lives and each of our ways. But my friend, I believe the angel of the Lord was with me there in that MRI. And the Bible says that God was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they were in the fiery furnace. And the Bible says that God was with Daniel when he was in the lion's den. He is our strength, a very present help in trouble, Psalm 46, verse 1 says. Behold, God is mine helper. And just as a footnote, I did get a call back, and they said, we found nothing abnormal with your MRI.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Behold, God is mine helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. Now, David recognized that there were people who were pulling for him, even though Saul was against him. It's like God says in Hebrews chapter 6, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, and that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. God puts a mark on those who help his people, especially those that are in trouble. And the Bible says here, verse 4, behold, God is mine helper. And then David says, almost in the same breath, he says, the Lord is with them that uphold my soul. So God is our strength. He surrounds us and he protects us. And then number 3 under Roman numeral 2 there, remembering God's presence sustains the righteous. Remembering God's presence sustains the righteous. Sometimes it's very noticeable and then sometimes it's not. But the Bible promises, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. Now, last of all, in verses 6 and 7, we're running out of time here, we have David's song. David's song. And David has so much assurance as he prays, so much assurance that God gives him, that he regards his deliverance as an accomplished fact. That's why we have these verbs here. He says, I will freely sacrifice unto thee, I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble, and mine eye hath seen his desire upon mine enemies. Verse 7 in particular, he uses the past tense, though it hasn't happened yet. He is so sure that what God told. And you know what? When we pray, many times there, we come away, we get off our knees, come away from our prayer closet, and there's just such a strong assurance that God has heard and God's going to answer. Now, not all the time, I understand that there's, I mean, we do walk by faith, but here he had such strong assurance that God was going to work. Now, number 1 here, under Roman numeral 3, sadly, however, some forget their obligations to God when danger has passed. David didn't. David promised to pay his vows when his crisis was over. You know, he says in verse 6, I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. So he says, I'm not going to forget this. You know, there's such a thing as a foxhole Christian. He begins to pray when the shells come in, and then when there's a lull and then there's peace, he just forgets everything that he had promised God, and he goes out and he lives just the way he used to. David wasn't like this. And so I know the whole 7 verses here is a psalm, but I see in particular in verses 6 and 7 a song that erupts from within him. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good, for he hath delivered me from all of my troubles. So, number 2 here underneath David's song, personal knowledge of God's deliverance impels us to tell others of him. Personal knowledge of God's deliverance impels us to tell others of him. And this is what he did right here. God is so, so good to each of us. So here's David, who has been betrayed by people that he risked his neck to help. And they were willing to turn their back on him in a heartbeat just to gain the smile of a corrupt king who was under the influence of the kingdom of darkness, Saul. And it hurt. It really hurt. You've been betrayed. I have, perhaps not to the same degree you have, vice versa. But how do we handle ourselves? Pray, look to God as our strength, and then, because of that, we can sing because we know the outcome. Now, in 1840, William Tucker wrote, believers have taken this psalm and see it as a sketch of Jesus' life. The Ziphites being a type of Judas Iscariot and David being a type of Jesus Christ. When we have Ziphites, number 1 underneath your conclusion, when we have Ziphites in our life, people who secretly oppose us but outwardly love us, our reaction should be tempered with God's word. We should respond wisely and discreetly as David did, turning to God and not the flesh. And number two, God's word is indeed a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Father, thank you for your word.